striving for peace. You know, with everything going on in the world today, we need to strive for peace. But I'm not talking about world peace, which is very important, and we should pray about it. But I'm talking about inner peace, the peace within. And we have seen so much distrust and chaos in this world, complete disorder and confusion, which is an interesting word which we're going to get more into in just a moment. But in these times, how is your peace within? Do you let little things disturb you? Or are you living in peace? Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. You see, this is for the church itself, but I believe that God is a God of order, and He likes things in order, so we can have peace. Do you notice, we were talking about this tonight, which is kind of funny, but do you know when you're life is not in order and things are not in order at your house, there's a confusion there. Or maybe it's just me. When things get cluttered, I got to clean them out. I can't deal because I got to know where things are. And I'm not immaculate, but I like things in order. Okay? So we need to get our lives in order and things in order so that we can have an uncluttered life. So if God is not the author of confusion, who is? Yep, He's the evil one. But He likes to keep you confused. Because if He can keep you confused, guess what? You get less done. You're disorganized, you get frustrated, you're just confused, nothing is good. And that's what He's hoping for. He wants to get you upset. He wants you to lose your peace. He wants you to get confused, and He wants you to give up. We have to stand firm and not do that. Let's stop here. What's important to you? What's really important to you in life? Think about this for a minute. Are those the things that you put your energy into? Or are you putting your energy into something else? Or maybe you're just wasting time just to get by. You know, it's important that we focus on the things of God and the things that are important to us. So, what's the opposite of confusion? Peace. That's what God says in His Word. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So evidently, there's peace, and then there's confusion. So, do we want to live it in peace? Of course. So, God is the author of peace. He makes peace. He likes peace. And He gives us peace. And I can picture Him sitting on His throne and just at peace. Do you think God goes, she just did this. Oh, no, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm just so confused. You think? No. He's laid back and He's just going. I read a book one time, I think Jesse Duplantis had wrote it, that He lifts His finger at it would throw the angels out of their little orbit when they were flying around Him. You know, I can just picture the power, because His little finger has power that we can't even imagine. So I imagine He's going, poof, took care of that, you know, because He takes care of everything for us. Do you think that, you know, okay, when a child falls as a parent, that child falls in the mud. that child is going to turn around and look at the parent and go, like, and if you say, you got dirty and you're bad, the child's going to start crying. Okay? But if you look at the child and you say, it's okay, we're going to clean you up, it's no problem, then the child goes, okay. Because kids look at their parents to see how to act. Well, we need to look at our father and see how to act. Because he's not getting all excited and perturbed and all out of shape. So why do we do that? Why do we do that? We need to be in peace. We need to look at our Heavenly Father for that advice. See, I don't think he loses his peace for our life situations at all. Aren't we supposed to be imitators of our Father? Let's go to Hebrews 12, 14 through 15. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the glory of God, lest any root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by this many become defiled. So we need to pursue peace. In other words, we need to strive for it. We need to make an effort to get at peace. And we need to hold on to our peace. We need to be at peace with everyone and be holy, or they will not see the Lord. So in other words, people are watching us to see how we react, to see if we're at peace. Interesting. Because if we lose our peace, they say, well, you don't have any trust in, you know, you look at her, she's acting crazy, you know, or he's acting crazy. He's jumping around worried about something, you know. Why are they doing that? I thought they were Christians, you know. People watch what you're doing. Because if we don't, we'll be defiled. We'll be in sin. And to harbor bitterness or a grudge against someone, we have to take the root out of bitterness without losing our peace. Because losing your peace will cause trouble down the road. Not necessarily right now. You know, you may not realize it, but that you may have chose the wrong way of living. You know, in our lives, we get caught up doing things that are not exactly right. We lose our cool a little here, a little there. And then before you know it, you lost your peace. But you know you need to keep your peace no matter what. Or even worse, we lose our holiness little by little. We start doing these little things that seem okay. We're just talking about people and we're just doing, you know, a little lie here and a little lie there and, you know, just these unholy things. And then all of a sudden we realize we are in sin, like major sins, because those little sins go to bigger sins, to bigger sins, to bigger sins. We need to pull them out by the roots. If there's something in your life that is causing you to either sin or lose your peace, you need to pull it out. Amen. Remove those thoughts out of your head. Remove the things that will... Because see, some people even have thoughts of hurting other people. We should not have any thought of hurting anyone. God wants us to live in peace. And forgiving and forgetting what they've done to you. And you say, well, you know, you don't know what they did to me. Well, let me just tell you this. You need to forgive them. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's necessary. You have to do it. It's not a choice. You see, when Jesus was dying on the cross, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He even had to forgive because they really didn't know what they were doing. And these people who are hurting you today, they don't know what they're doing. You say, oh yeah, they do. If they knew that that was going to put them in hell for eternity, they wouldn't do it. So they don't know what they're doing. You hear me? Let's go to Psalms 34:14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Amen. We need to leave those evil thoughts behind us. Get rid of all that stuff that's lurking in our head back there. And leave those evil things away and pursue peace. See, peace doesn't just happen. You have to seek it. You have to pursue it. You have to do what you have to do to keep it. We need to long for peace. We need to chase it. With peace, we can get even stronger and closer to God, trusting Him that He'll help us to keep our peace. We need to be at peace so that God can prepare us for what He has us to do on this earth. And when we follow God's word, guess what? We get peace. Because there's peace knowing that you're doing the right thing. It's like that little child turning around to see the parents' reaction. You want to feel like I'm doing it right. Well, if you know the word and the word is telling you to do it, then you must be doing it right. Right? Because our trust is in Him, that gives us peace. If you know that you're out there by yourself and you feel like God is not there, you need to get closer to God. You need to get encouragement from Him. Then the peace of God will be with you to do His will. That's where you want to be, in God's peace. Not just any kind of peace, God's peace. If you're not at peace and have strife in your life right now, let's go to Proverbs 17:14. The beginning of strife is like running water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. Excuse me. You see, you might have peace from not dwelling in conflict. So you need to quit before the conflict starts. You need to practice restraint. You need to stop the conflict. You need to refuse to give up your peace. Trust God that He'll deal with this and what other people will. Okay, Lord. Do you know that a peaceful family leads to a stronger relationship with other members of the household? Peace starts with ourselves. If we're not at peace, the household is not at peace. You got to start with yourself. You don't have to agree with the people or what they do and say, but you must find peace in that situation. And if you feel like you're causing the loss of peace in your household, you need to get with God and deal with it. Like now. Because that should never happen, especially as a Christian. Do you know that God, these people who are not at peace, do not want you to be at peace either? People who are miserable want you to be miserable too. So they're going to try to make your life as miserable as they can. Because they have the problem. What do? Pray for them. God will deal with them. You know, there's three types of peace, and there's probably more, but there are three that we're going to talk about tonight. There's relational peace. That's getting along with others and not having conflict. Then there's psychological peace. That's the peace inside. That's when you follow your heart kind of thing. And then there's God's spiritual peace. That's between God and man. That is to have peace with you and the Holy Spirit, knowing that you are in God's will, and because He is our peace. Let's go to Romans 12, 18. If it's possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. This is a relational peace. It's telling you that God wants us to all live in peace. And He's not talking about the other person. He's talking about you. You can't blame anyone if you're not in peace. Because you've allowed the peace of God to be disturbed. We need to put on that armor of God to protect our peace. It is very important, especially in the times we live in now, because things will be coming against you. The higher you go, the higher level, the bigger the situations are that are going to attack you. And that's when you need your peace. You see, God wants us to have peaceful lives and to live with everyone peacefully. But not everybody is at peace like you, because you have the peace of God. Not everybody has the peace of God. But only you can allow your peace to be taken away. No one can take it away from you unless you allow it. You have to refuse, and you have to get tough and say, no, no one is going to steal my peace. Let's go to Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with longsuffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring, which is trying hard, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. If you're called by the Lord, you need to walk in unity and keep peace. God is letting you know that we need to love all people. We need to lift up other people, not tear them down. Do you know that we're stronger in numbers? And as the body of Christ, we need to be bonded together. Because then it's harder to reckon with. Because God says, if there is one, it's not good for man to live alone. But if you have two, what does He say? When two or more are gathered in His name, there He is in our midst. So two's even better. But you know what? There's a third cord. The third cord is God. So when He's intertwined with us, how strong are we? We're pretty strong. So, unfortunately, this country was united and ran by evil. They united. What happened to us? We as Christians, unfortunately, are arguing about doctrine, arguing about differences of opinion, arguing about, I say, stupidness. Because the bottom line is, if that Christian, you don't know how old that Christian is or how long they've been saved. They may not believe the same way you do. Pray for them if they're doing something that you don't feel is right. But don't argue with them. Because arguing separates us, and we sure don't need to be separated at this time. And it may be because, it's not because they're evil, it's because they're unknowledgeable. They just don't know. Some people just don't know the truth. And sometimes you can't tell them the truth. And sometimes I don't even try. It just depends who it is and if God prompts me to do something like that. But sometimes we just have to let go and let God, okay? We need to unite with other Christians so we can become a strong force to be in God's will for His glory. Amen. So why should we unite? Well, let's go to Ecclesiastes 4:12. This is just to finish that off. Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a third fold cord is not quickly broken. And that third cord is God. Isn't that awesome? He's our third cord. I need him even as a second cord. But anyway, okay, let's go to John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now we know all these scriptures, and probably you know them all. But these are just reminders of how much peace is important, because all of these have peace in it. This is scriptural peace, or I'm sorry, spiritual peace. I believe God is telling us that He gave His word so that we could have peace. He knew that we would be going through things that would jostle our minds and our hearts and cause us to have troubles. But we want to stay in good cheer. We want to be in a good mood. And He's telling us that you're going through is nothing compared to what He went through on the cross. And He overcame. He overcame it all. All our problems, all our pain, all the things that we go through, that's already been taken care of. Don't let anyone trouble you or take your peace. You know, the only person who really steals your peace is yourself. You know, one of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. And these are attributes that God has given them. They belong to you. No one has the power to take them away from you. Think about it. If we allow our peace to slip away, the key is we allowed it. We allowed it to happen. If your focus is on Jesus, why should we worry? Why should we let anything upset us if you're trusting in Him? If you believe His word is true, then why are you getting yourself upset and letting them steal your peace? Do you know that the only way to lose your peace is to let it be stolen from you? Because you own it. It's yours. Let's go to Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. If you're being anxious, this is without peace. It's making you nervous. It's making you uneasy. And you're not at peace with something, or you need to make a decision and you're not at peace with it. What should you do? Well, you pray earnestly with a thankful heart. Then you have to have the peace of God about it. Not just any kind of peace, but the peace of God. Don't go back and say, oh, I don't know what to do. I just prayed about it. No. At that point, hear God. I'm giving it to you. It's yours now. Because some things we can't do. Some things we can't. Now, if God tells you to do something, do it. But a lot of times, you have no control. You are not in control. Surprise. But anyway, this is to surpass your understanding. and not understanding why you were at peace. But God, He'll put you in a place where you'll have so much peace that you'll be unable to comprehend how much peace you have about that situation. Did you get that? Peace will guard your heart and mind. That's a big deal. And peace will guard you. Peace is a form of protection for you that Jesus gives you. So, you need to protect your peace for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And when people try to do things to you about your peace, or tell you that you're not doing something right, or they don't like the way you're doing it, or they want you to do something else, and you don't feel at peace with it, you need to set up a boundary. You need to set something that they can't cross. This is where I am, this is what I'm doing, and this is where God wants me to be. They don't know what God is telling you, and you don't know what God's telling them. So when somebody tells you, you ask them to do something for you, and they tell you no, say, okay, don't get mad, because God may be telling them no. We don't know what God's telling them, and sometimes it's for our own good. Do not let others make you feel guilty, and don't let people get into a position that you lose your peace. Yep. God has told me sometimes not to do things, and other people lose their peace over it. But always follow the Holy Spirit, not man. So how do we strive for peace? First, we don't let anything disturb our peace. We hold on to it like it's gold, because it's actually more valuable than gold. Second, we need to avoid things that'll blow our peace. Like, change your mind. You know, when something starts, you know, you can feel it boiling up, you know, like you're about to blow, you just go, switch Jesus. Switch it to Him. Switch it to Jesus. You'd be surprised. Just don't even think about what's going on. Say, you know, because sometimes I get alone with God and I say, I don't want to think about nothing else. I don't want to think about nothing else. I just want to think about you. Because I have to do that, or I'm going to lose it myself. If I wouldn't have Him, God knows where I'd be. Anyway, you have to change your mind. Third, you have to practice restraint, especially. Don't always say what you think, because what you say, what you're thinking is not always come across good to someone else, right? It causes conflict with others, and then it blows their peace. And you don't want to blow anybody else's peace either. So sometimes we just need to keep it to ourselves. Remember, it's God's will that we live in peace. So live in God's will and in God's peace. Deal with it early, before it breaks out into something like a mountain. Because, you know, sometimes there's something broiling and you know. You know. I know. And it seems like it's... And you know it's going to blow any time, and you're like, I don't want to deal with this. Walk away. Go somewhere else. And pray. Pray about it, because we need to not escalate it, de-escalate it. There you go. Always take steps to extinguish it before it happens. And then trust in God that those situations will be taken care of. Your faith in Him who loves you. The one who loves you, truly loves you more than anybody could ever love you. We need to trust God. And I'm going to leave you with this scripture, Romans 15, 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, God wants us to have hope in our lives. He wants us to know that hope produces joy and peace because we believe. He wants us to have hope that's powered by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit gives us power, the kind of power that only God can give us. And it fills us with joy and peace when we believe. Peace brings calm to your soul. So we need to strive for peace through the Holy Spirit to have peace in our hearts. We must know the one who gives us peace. Let's bow our heads. Lord, may the peace of God bring peace to your home, your family, and your friends, and anyone that comes in contact with us, that it may be see the that they may see the difference in us, and may they see and feel the peace of God in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.